77 or online at soundhealthservices.com. ENT now.
Getting your flu shot at Walgreens is easier than ever. Just walk right in, and there's no cost to you with a $0 copay with most insurance. Plus, when you get a flu shot, you help provide a life-saving vaccine to a child in need through the UN Foundation. Swing by your local Walgreens anytime to get a flu shot and help make a difference. Get a shot, give a shot. It's that easy. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Through August 31st, 2018, for every immunization given, Walgreens will donate 22 cents up to $2 million. Vaccine restrictions apply. Talk to your pharmacist to learn more.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. So are you going to have enough money to travel and be there when your first grandchild is born? Well, you can if you start planning now. Smart retirement planning includes knowing what will happen in all kinds of scenarios. How will your portfolio perform when we experience yet another, quote, market correction? You know, today it's easy to ignore things, and most people do, but not you. You want to know the best ways to thrive in any economy. So here's what you need to do today. Call 314-328-6000 right now. Call Heise Advisory Group to have your retirement portfolio stress tested. 314-328-6000. When you meet with Ken Heise and Steve Mahler, you're going to learn what your risk is during a market correction. They treat you like family because they know that family moments, you know, like visiting your grandchildren, well, that's what's most important. Call 314-328-6000 right now.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worry on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter, and that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
like the doctor said, the day you were born, it's gonna get ugly.
Crossed over, if I never have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street.
More jokes. That's all that's left. Sorry, Blimey. You can take my headphones down. I know I told you to turn them up, but now we have to turn them down a little bit. There you go. Welcome aboard, everybody. This is the eve of the end. Not the end of the show. The end of the run here. We have tomorrow, and that's it. I no longer have a relationship with KTRS, except for the money still due from whatever comes in from work I'd already done. We will have the golf tournament Friday. And again, why couldn't it be today?
Oh, man.
You watch. Tomorrow, blistering, blazing hot, a lot of humidity. It'll just jump up.
Well, they're saying not the humidity's supposed to return like Sunday. So tomorrow is just supposed to be right around 90.
Another sleepy, dusty Delta day?
No, not that.
That's the old routine. We don't do that anymore. Well, if it's 90 and not humid, it'll be okay. It doesn't matter. It's for backstoppers. Who cares?
Yeah.
It'll be nice.
And
everybody coming, you'll get to meet one of my sons and my daughter and my wife.
Wait a minute. Amanda's coming too?
They're coming.
Both of them?
Well, they're coming at the end just to eat. They're freeloaders.
Oh.
Freeloaders. They learned that from me.
Oh.
I taught them how to get free stuff.
Because your wife can't golf any longer, can she, with her back? Can Amanda? Does Amanda know how to golf?
A little, but she's not coming to play. They're coming at the end just to watch me thank everybody, I guess. And get lasagna from Peroni's.
Oh, heck probably. Yeah. I would think that...
pizza or whatever.
Austin is a pretty good golfer.
Oh, he would be a really good golfer. He doesn't play often, but when he does, you can tell.
Yeah.
He would be good.
Yeah.
He's got the build for it, and he will play. He will play with you.
Yeah.
And with Bill from Springfield. And then what was a five-some is going to really kind of be a three-and-a-half-some. Because
and Limey?
Limey will take a couple of swipes at it. He doesn't know how to play.
I'm going to give it a try.
He should. That, you know what? Now, that's the attitude.
He's going to give it a go.
I'm going to give it a try. That's what we want to hear. And then I will. I might putt or hit it, but I can't. I never talked about this this wreck I was in back in November, and I can't say a lot about it because there's actually some. It's not really over, if you know what I mean. There's some litigation, but I was hit. Yeah, I was sitting in my car and I was hit by a guy on one of those crotch rockets, those motorcycles. Yeah. And best estimates based on reconstruction and an eyewitness were he was, when he hit my car, doing between 90 and 100. When he saw me, he locked the brakes on the motorcycle and the skid mark was 20 feet. Now, to give you an idea how fast he was going when he hit me, after skidding 20 feet, hits my car, and it sounded like a bomb went off. His body flies over my car and lands 150 feet down the road. That's moving. But it was November, and he had all, thank goodness, all the warm, the gear. He had, you know, everything covered, gloves, helmet, leather, leather on top of leather, and boots, and otherwise he'd be dead. I can't believe he's not dead.
Yeah.
But he...
even with all that on.
The hospital a long time. Multiple surgeries, crushed, fractured leg, internal injuries, blah, blah. And by the way, that's what happens to you when you decide to drive 100 miles an hour.
Ugh.
On a motorcycle. Well, Bernice, I didn't want to call him that. That's a little harsh. I think he's learned his lesson. So because of that, I got my second ever herniated disc out of that deal. The first one was on a trip to Jamaica many, many years ago. Thank you, Doug Schaefer.
Oh, I forgot to call him back.
So because of that, I'm not going to take the risk. It was actually golf that did my wife's back in this last time, and... it did her back in, not did her back end. That it did her in. It was one round of golf last spring or summer, and about 2 days after she played, excruciating pain, and she went in and had to have a second set of screws put in her spine and a metal cage. She will never swing a golf club again.
Oh.
And I'm not going to risk it now. So I, at the time we booked this, I actually thought, nah, I'll be able to play. So Bill will understand because he's a great guy. You'll understand because you have no choice or I'll fire you. My son will understand or he's out of the will. And Limey will understand because what does he care? He didn't know how to play.
No, he doesn't know how to golf.
And that's that. So that's Friday.
He'll think that's how all golf is. All guys play.
An interesting thing has happened today. This is the second last day here. And a very interesting thing happened. In 20 years here, I have never, ever left the house without my bag. And there are two folders that are in it. And they're small. There's not much in them. One says stuff, and the other one has the word spots on it. The one with spots has just basic information about MD Health and Wellness First Community. I don't really need it because I never read the commercials. But every once in a while, an advertiser will go, ooh, we got a big thing coming up this weekend. Here are the main points you need to know. Those two folders, for some strange reason, I took out. I was throwing some stuff away in them, and I got a phone call, and I got here and realized I don't have either one of them. I'm sitting here staring at nothing.
Don't!
Yeah. So we're just going to see how talented and creative I am or am not.
Because, we can help you
out. No. What's going to happen is it's going to be the same show we always do. But because the truth is, even when I come in with let's say, something I saw in the paper... most of the time, I never even get around to it because of phone calls and whatever. Now, there is something I do want to mention, and this happened as a result of an email I got from a terrific listener named Jay. I'm pretty sure his name was Jay. I had had an email like this a couple of weeks ago, and it was from somebody who said, we're going to bring some people the last day and stand outside the glass. And I wrote Jay back, and I want Dan on this. I want him to, once he puts this person on hold. You're gonna have to verify and vouch for me on this.
Okay.
I do not like attention. Okay? Dan's been with me a long time. I don't like to be put on stage. I will not participate in anything called celebrity blank, then I'm out. Because I don't believe that I am a celebrity. I'm a guy who happens to do what I do at a radio station, soon to be another radio station in St. Louis. If you get outside St. Louis, I don't mean squat, then the name doesn't to anybody, except now that we have apps, because I, over the last 3 weeks, have gotten emails from all over the place from people who are listening and will continue to listen on the new app. But here's where I'm headed with this. This guy said, I'm going to come by tomorrow just to say goodbye and stand outside the window. And I said, please, please don't do that. And I said, I know you mean well. And I'm going to try to do this two or three times today for anybody thinking about doing that. I cannot think of anything that would make me more uncomfortable than people standing outside the window. Most people who do this for a living have giant egos. Maybe I have a bigger one than I realize, but it doesn't include wanting to be looked at or wanting attention. I don't. That's the reason the golf tournament tomorrow is not called, the tournament tomorrow is not called the Frank Opinion Open. I don't want that. It's the KTRS the golf tournament, second annual golf tournament to benefit backstoppers. That's what it is. I just happen to be the host. So for all of you well-meaning people, do not think for a minute that I don't appreciate that, because I do. But I hope you will understand that I have never been comfortable pretending to be, I don't know how to put this, somebody worthy of a crowd gathering around or being on stage, or what I do is done in a room. It's a room with two people I'm comfortable with. At one time it was four or five people.
Yeah.
It was four people. But that's totally different. When people are staring at you, and maybe it's self-conscious, maybe it's some inferiority complex, I don't know what it is. I just know that every time I've ever had to walk out on a stage, I have the worst stomach ache you can imagine.
I know what it is.
What is it?
It is a fear of failure.
That's exactly what it is.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it is.
It's a fear that you're going to walk out, you're going to tell a joke, and everybody's going to have a blank look on their face and go.
But when they look through the glass, I'm doing what I normally do. It's just that when I know that over my shoulder, people, are they looking, are they disappointed in what I look like, if they've never seen me before? I know it's all probably stuff for a psychiatrist, which I doubt that I'll ever go to, because if I ever go to a psychiatrist, immediately after that, the psychiatrist will have to go to a psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah.
This is where Hebe would probably laugh.
Yeah.
If I said, no, too late, Hebe.
And they would actually, or if they didn't, they could write a journal and retire.
Yeah, just write a whole book of my session with the weird Frank Opinion. You know, McGraw, on more than one occasion, has said this of me. He's one weird dude.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that could mean a lot of things. I don't think I'm a bad person. I think I'm a generous person. I'm a fair person. But I am a weird dude in the sense that what I do for a living is generally done by somebody who craves attention. I don't. I didn't set out to do this. This was not what I ever intended to do. My goal, after I realized I'm not going to be an optometrist because, whew, that's too much studying, was maybe I could make it writing and producing commercials and doing voices. And I did that. I did that for a few years and did pretty well at it. But then this accidental thing came along that I do now. And it was just that. It was an accident. So I was never that person that said, I'm going to be some sort of star or celebrity. I still don't think I'm ever going to be that. I just am very fortunate that an accident led to this. So please, please don't come by here tomorrow. If you do, yes, certainly I'll acknowledge you. But I just... Oh, my goodness, I can't think of a more uncomfortable last day than for anybody to be here except these two guys in the room. And the other thing I want to say, because I know tomorrow will come and go so quickly, every day does, that I'll forget things. And I cannot forget to tell you what has happened to me as a result of these emails the last 4 weeks. I'll start with July 27th. July 27th was the day that I came on here and said, well, this show comes to an end here, September 27th.
And 15th. No, 14th.
14th. See, I am so messed up today. But you'd have to really understand what the last few 4 weeks have been like. They have been, it's been meeting after meeting after meeting. 2 to 3 hours every day of emails. My phone has to be recharged like 3 times a day because I'm on the phone all the time. So I'm a little bit disoriented, and I'm going to jumble and scramble things up. But July 27th, I said something to the effect of the last show here would be the 14th. Now, I said that not having any idea if I would ever work on radio again. I just knew I had to leave here. And that will be made clearer down the road as to why I had to. And I think you'll understand and agree that I had to. But I had nothing lined up. And I get home that Thursday. And I talked about this on the website, frankopinion.com. If you haven't been there, you need to go. There's a couple of things there for you stories I tell you I think you'll find pretty interesting. But I got home, and I wasn't home 30 minutes. And I get a call, and I don't recognize the number, but I just said hello. And the voice on the other end was the guy who owns the place where we're going to be going. And he said something to the effect of, you don't know me, and I don't know you. But we need to get to know each other, and we need to do it soon. And the next thing I know, I'm face to face with him. And I mean, that was it. We must have had well over 50 hours face to face. And I have tried everything to come up with a reason not to make this move. And I can't come up with it. I can't find it. So that's about all I'll talk about now, because, again, I've said I will not use this station to name the call letters of another station. You all know where I'm going. Or to promote another station. So this brings me to the emails. Within 48 hours of that resignation statement on the 27th, the emails that came in the first 48 hours took me 11 hours to go through. I read and still read every single one. Last night was a typical night of every night and day since then. Last night, I spent 2 hours just email after email after email until I finally realized it's midnight. The night before that, it was 2 a.m, and I thought, I have to go to bed. So I each night left with the inbox still having some emails unread. I thought, I'll just pick up where I left off the next day. There's nothing about that that's bad. And the reason I say that is, if I'd had to spend 4 hours for the next year getting caught up, it would be more than worth it. And here's why. It's because of the things that you listeners have said to me and the way you've said it to me. It is beyond belief. I said before, it's too bad that the average person doesn't have a way to hear from all the people that somehow feel they know you or that you've connected with before they die. Because that's when they come out, is when you die. And what's funny is, let's take a parent and a child. And the child never can seem to visit the parent. Oh, Mom and Dad, I'm just so busy with my new job. I'll get there. 3 years go by, 4 years go by. And then one of the parents dies. Miraculously, the child finds a way to get there for the funeral. But they just couldn't find the time or a way to do it before. Too late. Too late. So most people never get to hear the kind of wonderful things, or read in this case, that I've been able to go through over the last month. There is no possible way that I can thank you. I've tried my best. I've responded to as many as I physically can, and that's a lot. And the other interesting thing is that, and I'm just going to give you a round number, an estimate, let's say 2,000 emails. That's a lot of emails. If you figure the average listener doesn't call a radio, they say that only, it's something like 0.5% of people who listen to the radio ever call or write. If that's true, this is one hellacious audience, and I've always known that. I have always known. This is the biggest radio audience this time of day anywhere in the St. Louis area. It just is. I can't prove that. Nobody can disprove it or prove it, because there's no legitimate, reliable way to know how many people are listening. So thank you. Thank you. I don't know, what else.
And the most loyal listeners, say, too.
Oh, my goodness.
I think.
Here, out of the couple of thousand, and I'm not kidding, five have said, I won't be able to listen anymore. I live in Jinxville, Indiana, or wherever it is, and, we won't be able to pick up the new station, and I don't have a smartphone, and don't listen online. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I hate that, but that's five. That's it. And here's what I believe. I believe that if there's something on the radio or on television that you really like, you're comfortable with, you'll do whatever you need to do to find it and to listen to it. I'll give an example. For quite a while, Rush Limbaugh was on WIBV 1260. Most people can't pick it up over here. But they strained through the static to listen to Rush. And I would hear people talk about this guy, and I thought, who the heck are they talking about? Who's got a name like Rush? What the heck is that? And I remember years ago, I'd heard it and heard it and heard it, and finally I couldn't stand it anymore, so I barely threw the static. I heard a little bit of it. But there were people doing that every day because they went. When Howard Stern decided to go on satellite radio, I know that there was some concern, and there had to be on his part. Will people pay to hear me? Apparently the answer was yes, because he was renewed there, and the amount of money he gets is staggering. They're not going to renew and pay him that money unless millions of people are paying to hear him. You don't have to pay to hear us. You're not going to have to do that. So, yes, was I concerned that the people who might not be able to pick up the signal, and it's not a horrible signal, it's just not the coverage this one has. I'm not concerned anymore, because I've read these emails, and hundreds said, already have the app done, ready to go. So thank you, because that's a tremendous relief to know that. And we will just continue to do exactly what we do here. I don't even know what it is we do. I don't know what to call it, but we're going to continue to do it. And I want to make sure you understand that while the idea of coming here tomorrow, I appreciate, please don't do that. It'll just throw me for a loop. I won't know how to handle it. I'm not very good at people complimenting me. I've never liked that. I don't want anybody to wish me happy birthday. I know. I'm a weirdo. McGraw, again, quote, one weird dude. I don't like it. There's no reason anybody else should celebrate my birthday. It's my birthday. You have a birthday. Everybody has a birthday. What big deal?
My friend Joe Vitale shares a birthday with you, so we celebrate his on December 14th.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Instead of mine, on my birthday, we go, hey, guess what? It's Joe Vitale's birthday.
Yeah.
And not me. So I know I'm weird, and I accept it. I'm happy with who I am. I really am. I don't know that everybody can say that. But a lot of who I am has been molded by you. That sounds strange, but it's true. Because you have let me know over the years what you like, what you don't like, what jokes you think are funny, which ones fell flat. And over time, you kind of learn. Here's the other thing I've learned. I am so much more like most of you who listen than you'll ever know. We may make different money. We may live in different houses. You may be single. I have kids. You may have been divorced a couple of times. Thank goodness I've never had to pay alimony or child support. But you can't. I'm sorry, Dan. I know that hurts. But you cannot even imagine how much alike we are. Because we have this tremendous common denominator. And it is laughing. And it is making fun of things that deserve to be made fun of and picking things out of the world that deserve to be picked out and talked about and then just talking to each other. We have all that in common. I've been very poor. I've been wealthy. I've been in the middle. But through all of that, I was always still the same person. And it's much easier for me to communicate and to relate to regular people than it is Preston Granville Vanderhurst the Fourth, charter member of the country club. I didn't grow up with that. I don't relate. I relate to people who actually work and have to work. And you say, well, you don't really work. You're right. I haven't worked real hard for a long time. And I'll be the first to admit, this is the easiest, greatest life that exists. I wish everybody could have it. I wish everybody. You know, one of the things I told the new boss, the first meeting we had, I said, here's some things you need to know about me. And they're very important because they're not negotiable. I work 4 days a week, not five. I don't work holidays. I have kids I'm crazy about, and holidays are going to be spent with them. A lot of weekends and 2 or 3 weeks a year in addition to that. I will never go to a meeting because I hate them. I do not do remote broadcasts because I think they're embarrassing and unnecessary and a quick money grab. And I just kept going. I am totally autonomous. I know what I'm doing. I don't need to be critiqued by anybody. I'm not answering to anybody. I will answer to you and only you. And that's it. Do you still want to talk? And he said, hell yes. So after I got that out of the way, I thought, okay, let's see if he's all in. Now, this place has, this sounds like a speech I should be making tomorrow. And yeah. I guess the reason I'm doing this is I don't want to wait until tomorrow because I'll forget something. Yeah, I'll have some things to say tomorrow. And to the people down the hall sweating bullets, don't worry. I'm not going to embarrass you. I don't do that. You don't know me. After 20 years, you really still don't know me. You don't know who I am or you wouldn't be worried about that. But I just wanted to get these things said. And I'm also really glad that about a month ago, I called Terry Daly and talked to him. That was a fantastic conversation we had. He was a terrific part of this show till he wasn't. And he knows what that's all about. So was Tina. So was Karen. So was Ned. And if I can, I'll tell you what, if I can get, how many commercials do you have to run, Limey?
I've got a good 5 minutes, 5.5 minutes.
And that's it till top of the hour?
Yep.
Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to get as many of those as we can. I'm going to do as much as I can. There's something I would like to play you. Outdoors Ned Spurk sent this to me today. I don't keep anything that I've ever done. I don't have any recordings. I've never heard a show. He sent me this. I have no memory that we did this. But I laughed so hard when I heard it. And my final thought after I heard it was, wow, we used to really be funny. So maybe we need to make sure we still have it. And this is a good way to remind myself and Dan, and not Limey, he's new, that we can still continue to still have what it takes to make people laugh, because that's the only goal here, is on the way home. By the time you get home, you'll feel better by the time you get home because you laughed out loud once or twice. Not every show is great. Not every show is even good. That's life. It's, not every day of your life is good or great. But we've had more than most. that clicked and worked and connected. So let me do some business. Let me knock out, if I could, two. And I'm hoping to be able to play this for you before the top of the hour when we have the news. And after that, then Scott Sherman's going to come in.
Dr. Doug.
See? I'm all messed up.
But this is Wednesday, and
I'm so messed up today.
I have had...
My mind is just... I'm exhausted.
I have had a couple people think to telling me today that today's Thursday. This is your last day, and then tomorrow the golf tournament. I'm like, no.
I had somebody today's who used Wednesday. To work here call me today and said, I just want to say, wow, way to go with a great 20 years on your last day. And I said, no, tomorrow, same thing. What the heck? What is going on here?
I don't know.
No, tomorrow's the last day. But... things happen. What if God forbid, some horrible storm came, the power's out, and we're not on the air tomorrow? Or for whatever reason, then I never got to say these things. So it started with this. Please don't come by here. I do appreciate it, and I know you mean well. Thompson Price, now the longest-running advertiser we have on this show. That is more important than ever. Here's what's really important. They're going with us. Tom Price is just a terrific person. So is his wife. So are the people that work with him. I don't hang, at my age, I don't have to associate with anybody I don't want to. I don't have to speak for anybody I don't want to. Unlike most people on the radio who will read whatever's put in front of them, I'm not reading anything, and I'm not even going to talk about anybody I don't want to talk about. I don't have to. I don't have to. Financially, I don't have to. From an integrity standpoint, I never have done it. And I'm not going to start. But I'm more than happy and proud to have spoken for 21 years or so for Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. So if you are thinking about remodeling a kitchen or bathroom, nothing changes. In a couple of weeks, 2 weeks from Monday, we'll be back at it, and you'll hear me talking about them again. And the greatest thing you can do to make sure this next run is a successful one, however long it lasts, is to continue to support these advertisers and tell them you're AM and the PM. The name is Thompson Price. They're in the kitchen and bath remodeling business. They're real good at what they do. Their showroom is in DePere. It's about a quarter mile east of 270 on Manchester. And I think that's all you need to know. You take your ideas and you put them with theirs, and you answer a bunch of questions, because the process they put you through is extremely necessary if you want the end result to be what they want it to be, and that's perfection. All right? Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, ThompsonPrice.com.
Meet me.
Let's get a check on traffic right now with Tim Whalen.
Opened up both lanes. You only had one lane open up going to the Poplar Street Bridge on eastbound 4064. So both lanes are now open. And it does look like we're still running slow from Jefferson up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Museo Veterans Bridge getting pretty heavy from Packers Avenue to the 5564 split. We also have road work that's going on eastbound Highway 15 that's got slow traffic from Highway 255 through Our Lady of the Snow Shrine. Got an accident West Florissant at Chambers Road. You've got looks like we may have an incident on westbound Highway 70 out near St. Charles Rock Road. Traffic is backing up a little bit east of Cypress. And southbound Highway 270, we're slowing now from Dorset down through Ladue. This traffic report brought to you by GNC. Mix it up with the GNC Buy 2, Get 1 Free Mix and Match Sale. The best thermogenics, vitamins, fish oil, and more from Performix are all Buy 2, Get 1 Free. Sale ends September 27th only at GNC. I'm Tim White. Island from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Guns, guns, guns! Attention hunters, collectors, and shooters. The Gun and Knife Show is back in town this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Machinist Hall in Bridgeton, Missouri. Thousands of firearms, ammo, scopes, knives, and more. Buy, sell, or trade with Missouri's largest dealers. Need money? Buyers will be paying top dollar for your old firearms. Bring a friend. Bring two friends. But don't you dare miss it.
Guns, guns, guns!
This weekend, Friday, 4 to 8 p.m. Saturday from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. and Sunday, 9 a.m. till 3 p.m.
Here's a fact. 50 million men in the U.S. will experience erectile dysfunction. There are lots of causes for ED and male sexual performance issues. Diet, stress, medical conditions like heart disease, diabetes, prostate cancer. At the St. Louis Men's Clinic, we specialize in male sexual health, and we can deliver immediate results for men experiencing erectile dysfunction. It's all we do, all day, every day. Our doctor-supervised non-surgical treatment plans have helped over 15,000 men in St. Louis improve their performance. And improved performance means a more satisfying life. Call us today to make an appointment. Our doctors will create a customized treatment plan that applies state-of-the-art medicine and technology to address your sexual health. You'll see results on your first visit. Take control of your sexual performance by calling St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040. St. Louis Men's Clinic, 314-312-3040.
You know it. You love it. It's Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs. And now they're coming to O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dogs.
You've had Dirty Dogs Hot Dogs in some area Home Depots. Now they're opening their first brick and mortar store in O'Fallon, Missouri.
Hot dog.
Stop by and watch the games on their TVs and enjoy all your favorite menu items, plus craft beers, fresh cut fries, homemade chips, and deep fried Oreos at the new Dirty Dogs coming to O'Fallon, Missouri, a mile north of I-64 and Highway K. Or check out Dirty Dogs with a Z, Hot Dogs with an S.com for details.
Hot diggity dog. Dog.
If you're ready to develop peace of mind through self-reliance, you need to visit Gateway Readiness. That's where you'll find a complete line of clothing, electronics, and emergency supplies to prepare you for the unexpected. Gateway Readiness focuses on the needs of each individual. So whether you're a prepper, a camper, or a hunter, Gateway Readiness has the equipment for you. They even offer complimentary food and beverages. Visit them today on Merrimack Bottom Road at Highway 55. That's Merrimack Bottom Road at 55 or online at gatewayreadiness.com.
Welcome to the world of Triad Bank. Triad's philosophy is to be the single point contact for every client's financial need, from sophisticated cash management programs to your child's first savings account. Triad Bank's response to all of your business, personal, and family interests will be swift and always in your best financial interest. Located on Clayton Road, just west of the Clayton and Lindbergh intersection, right across from the Frontenac Plaza. Welcome to the world of Triad Bank. Your business, your family, your bank.
Member FDIC and an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Remember when we were kids and there was a family dentist on every corner? Well, that doesn't exist anymore, except in places like Florissant with Bowen Dental Care. You see, Dr. Bowen has rejected selling out to the corporate interests. He still very much believes in family dentistry. That's what you get when you go to Bowen Dental Care, whether it's teeth whitening, cavities, root canals, caps, and yes, of course, dental implants. A lot of people talk about dental implants. With corporate dentistry, you get sent to each different doctor for each different procedure. Well, at Bowen Dental Care, it's a family-run dentistry, and all the work is done by Dr. Bowen right there at his world headquarters on Dunn Road in Florissant. It's not one-size-fits-all, and it's not $25,000. He will sit with you and explain exactly what's going on and how he can custom-fit your dental implants. Bowen Dental Care, family dentistry, 314-921-3500, or B-O-A-I-N, BowenDentalCare.com.
If you want to give your home a warm, new, fresh look, your first stop should be to St. Charles Hardwoods. They are the best when it comes to hardwood flooring, doors, and stair parts, plus architectural molding products. St. Charles Hardwood staff has the knowledge, inventory, and tools to give your home a warm, fresh look. They own their own mill, so custom orders are no problem. Visit either St. Charles Hardwoods on Mid Rivers Mall Drive in St. Peter's or Highway 30 near 141 in Fenton, or go to stcharleshardwoods.com.
It's cooling off.
Yay!
Time for the Suburban Leisure Center end of summer, beginning of fall clearance sale, where all patio furniture is at the lowest prices of the season.
Hooray!
Now that it's cooler and the bugs are not bugging us anymore, it's the best time to use your new patio furniture. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard. With patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas, grills, and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. And at the lowest prices of the season. And because you can actually sit on the furniture and feel the quality at Suburban Leisure Center, it's a lot better than ordering on the internet and hoping that it looks like what you saw online.
Yeah, this doesn't look like it did in the picture.
It's time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years and years. With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less.
Yay!
Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141.
Suburban Leisure Center, of course.
Online at SuburbanLeisureCenter.com.
What makes a Pella window a Pella window? Testing designs in wind-driven rain while offering distinctive looks. Testing beyond standards with style beyond the ordinary. Pella windows and doors. Perfectly beautiful.
Meet me.
All right, we're going to get a quick check on traffic right now with Tim Wild.
And you've got an accident now. It's moved off to the right shoulder on westbound Highway 40 between Spady and Ballas. Traffic backing up a little bit east of McKnight. You have an incident on northbound Highway 170 between Forest Park Parkway and Ladue that's got things backed up to Highway 4064 and eastbound Highway 44. That's jamming up in the right lane from Meraz up through Highway 270. It's easy to get your flu shot at Walgreens and help make a difference. Simply get a shot and give a shot. No appointment necessary. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details. I'm Tim Weiland from the Big 550 KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. And I don't even know what it is, but and Dan, you can tell me. Do you ever have that time where you don't know why, but you're just dying for a particular food or something?
Yes, like today, all the time. I will get something in my mind,
yeah,
and I have to have it.
And today, for me right now, it's fried chicken.
To a little bit of chicken fried. And cold beer on Friday night.
Very good.
A pair of jeans that fit just right.
Very good, Limey.
And a radio world.
For those who don't know that, he hates that song. Limey Phillips hates Chicken Fried by Zac Brown. So you know what we're going to do? We're playing it every day. Just that little part of it every day. And it's going to replace the sleepy, dusty thing we did with that other guy who has chosen to resign and leave the show. This will be the new pain in the side. Uh-oh. Hang on. This is my... That's my ringtone. You know what's going to happen to me one day? I'm going to be in, like, First Community or... No, not First Community. I'm going to be...
at a Black Lives Matter meeting?
No. No, but I'm going to be somewhere, and I don't realize that in the building there's some, like, really bad killer robbers.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That's going to go off, and they're going to look at me and go, take that guy out right now. He's with SWAT. Or this is going to get me killed, probably.
Yeah, they have hostages, and you're one of them.
That goes off.
Everybody over there in the corner.
I may have to consider changing that. I played you the one. I play everybody the one for my wife when she calls here. I'll play this for you. This is pretty. And I rethought this segment I wanted to play you from about 9 years ago. The thing's 20 minutes long. I don't know how I'll be able to do it. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe we'll take 20 away from Scott. But let me find
from Dr. Doug.
I'm Dr. Doug. What is wrong with me? Today it's Dr. Doug. I keep thinking it's the last day. Maybe it's wishful thinking. Dr. Doug will be here after the news. So here, when my wife calls, hang on here. This is what goes off on my phone. Okay, here it comes. I used to have the, like, Exorcist thing.
I remember that.
Tubular bells or the one, and the one from, that's similar to that is the one from Halloween. Maybe that's Halloween.
Yeah,
they're similar.
Yeah.
They're both that creepy kind of similar. You know what I have for you? Hang on. You didn't ever know this.
No.
When you call.
Oh.
Here is what the ringtone is. Here it is, right here. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to the Mental Health Hotline. If you are obsessive compulsive, press 1 repeatedly. If you are codependent, ask 2 to press 2 for you. If you have multiple personalities, press 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Yeah, Mental Health Hospital. That's yours. I used to have the Scarecrow from the Wizard of Oz. But I changed it. And I have one for my daughter. I have one for... Oh, here you go. My older son and his brother last summer bought a pontoon boat. So when my older son... when he calls... That's how it rings.
You should put chicken fried for Trevor.
Well, you know what I am. That's a great idea.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah. Every time you call me, it's a little bit of chicken fried, and I know who it is.
I realized why people were getting so mad at me yesterday, because I actually went home and I was talking to my friend, and he was laughing about it, and he made me sit down and listen to the whole song, and it's the chorus that I don't actually like, because it starts, I mean, it does kind of get a little bit patriotic and tugs at the heartstrings in the verses further down towards the end of the song, but I'd never listened to it, so I'd never gotten to those.
Well, so the impression people had is you're communist.
That I hated America.
And you hate America.
Yeah. Talking about the soldiers fighting for, fighting
for
us.
Yeah, didn't know about any of that part.
Uh-huh.
There is,
it pays to listen to the whole song.
Now, if you pull up a live version somewhere where Zac Brown is playing it, towards the end of the song, when he does, in the radio up, and he will change it to "and her legs up."
Oh, come on!
Yeah,
I've never heard
in a live version.
Oh, in the live, well, yeah, live version. Hear that.
when he's doing a you can hear it on a you can pull up a live version.
I never knew that.
Well, I didn't either.
Oh, you know what? Somebody asked me too. Got an email this morning. A guy says, "Are you going to have Limey continue warning people around Christmas time about the filthy Brenda Lee lyrics?" The answer is absolutely.
Oh yeah,
that's a public service. Now, do you know what we're talking about?
I have no clue.
Well, then it's time you knew, and you don't have to look it up now.
Okay.
As we get closer to Christmas, there's a Brenda Lee song from the 50s. It's filthy. Mm-hmm. It actually says something about maybe we'll have some effing
pie. Later we'll have
some effing pie. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. And there's an Earth for Kids song. You're going to get we're going to open a whole new world for you. We're going to clean up your filthy, disgusting Christmas world. And we're going to play Pumpkinhead Harvey because the guy who really hated it's not here anymore. He resigned. So hopefully you won't hate it as much. And if you do, we'll just play it more. So that's how it's going to work. And I hope you'll be able to deal with it. Now I'm way behind. And I'll have to get caught up later. First Community Credit Union. I had a wonderful conversation this morning with Mr. Glenn Barks. He's the president of First Community. On board, ready to go. Starting this Saturday with the First Community Credit Union yard sale at the new place where I will co-host with the new host, Scott Sherman. Now, some people are still confused. Wait a minute. I thought the yard. No. That's a different new. That's not the one that I have been in charge of producing for the last 12 years. This one that I'm talking about will continue at the new place Saturday morning. First Community Credit Union on board for that and on board to continue letting us tell you what a great place it is to bank for more reasons than we'd ever have time to go into. Rates, I think, are pretty important to people, whether it's a rate on money you're borrowing or saving. I think service at the top of the list, maybe, or at second to rates. How you're treated. You're treated real well because you're not just a customer. You're a member. This is First Community Credit Union, for goodness sakes. This is just not any old average place to do your banking, but you can do all of it there, everything you want. Credit cards, debit cards, checks, the whole schmear. First Community Credit Union, 43 locations, firstcommunity.com. Don't go away. 4 o'clock, Big 550.